During my summer holidays, I was reading this book about Irish explorer from County Kerry by the name of Tom Crean, or Tom Crean. Now, it wasn't a Christian book, and I know that he's smoking a pipe in the front cover, and I'm certainly not endorsing tobacco, just in case any of the keyboard warriors out there want to comment about that. So I'm not endorsing tobacco or pipe smoking or cigars or cigarettes or vaping or any of those things. But I found this book very, very interesting. This man was an explorer. He went out with Captain Scott on that fatal expedition to the South Pole where men like Captain James Oates lost their lives. But Tom Crean survived, and a number of years later, he was contacted by Sir Ernest Shackleton to go out on the Endurance Expedition, and they hoped to be the first group of explorers to travel right across the length of the South Pole. And that trip as well was doomed to failure. The Endurance got caught in ice. The ice crushed the ship. They had to vacate it, make their way back home on foot, and the Endurance sank. And just last year, I think it was, that great ship, the Endurance, was at last found, almost perfectly preserved in the depths of the ocean around the South Pole, because the water there is so cold that there's no algae or any of those things, barnacles, that were able to form on the boat. And so the boat was almost perfectly preserved. And if you read this book, it's just hard to believe that it's actually true. Such was the things that these men had to endure. But as I was reading this book, it records something of the advertisement that Ernest Shackleton put in many national papers in the year 1915, 1916, around about that time, as he was looking for people to join him for his expedition. Just want to read that advertisement to you. It really challenged my heart, especially whenever we think about the call of Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Here's what was written. Men wanted for hazardous journey. Small wages, bitter cold, long months of complete darkness, constant danger, safe return doubtful, honour and recognition in case of success. Listen to it again. Men wanted for hazardous journey. Small wages, bitter cold, long months of complete darkness, constant danger, safe return doubtful. And they say that Ernest Shackleton had within a very short space of time, over 5,000 people applied for a place on the expedition, the Endurance Expedition. 5,000 people, although they weren't promised success, they weren't promised big wages, they were promised toil, difficulty and hardship, and at very best a little bit of recognition if they came home safely. And 5,000 people rose to the challenge. Now, dear friends, it's my conviction that the greatest challenge of all is the challenge of the cross. And Jesus Christ, in the Word of God, the Bible, on several occasions, advertises, as it were, the challenge of the cross. He said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." And yet how few there are that will rise to the great challenge of bearing the cross. It means surrender. It means sacrifice. It means self-denial. It might even mean suffering. And yet that's the claim of the gospel. That's the claim of the Saviour. Except a man deny himself and take up his cross and follow me, he cannot be my disciple. And that call comes from the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He doesn't promise the Christian an easy life. He doesn't promise the Christian wealth, health, or even prosperity. He doesn't promise popularity in this world. But he promises that if we follow him, he will give unto his sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish. We'll have the joy of fellowship with him. We will have the experience of walking with God. But the Christian life is not necessarily easy. Whenever Pilgrim realized that the city of destruction that he lived in was headed for doom, he arose and he went to that wicket gate and found peace with God and began to really walk in the fellowship of the King of Kings. And that's the great claim, that's the great call of the gospel. Men like Tom Crane left everything and risked life and limb for an earthly crown, for a little bit of recognition. And yet here's a man who, as far as the world is concerned, isn't known. I would rather be known in heaven. I would rather even be known amongst the powers of darkness as a man who has taken up the cross than to experience all of the pleasures of this earth. There's nothing like the Christian life. Will you rise to the challenge? It's in the Word of God in black and white. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up the cross, and follow me. What a potential there is, what wonderful promise there is for those who will forsake all and follow the Saviour. Noel Grant in his hymn said, "The price is high, severe the test. For those who would enjoy God's best, surrender all and take the road with those who will go through with God." God bless you. See you again, God willing, next time.